scripture. I just have a couple questions for you. Is anybody tired of the chaos and confusion?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Is there anybody here that would rather be living in total peace? Hallelujah. Is there anybody here that could testify? Just nod your head, raise your hand, or just say amen in your spirit that you're thankful that you're not how you used to be.
Hallelujah.
Somebody ought to say amen. You're thankful you're not that little child. But I just want to tell you, I say thank you today, and I'm just going to call some people. Thank you that I see Ava Grace on the screen today. I thank you that I know Brian Brandon is on there. I thank you that I see our young people, Alexi, on there, and I see Anthony on the screen. I thank you, Lord, that I see our seniors on the screen. I thank you for Sister Jerry, and I thank you for all those in between, and I thank you for Brother Tony, that when you have lived a ripe old age and you know that God is good and you've got more years, he's given you your 70, but he's got more for you. I thank God for all in between, because thank God for you, because God loves you so much today. God loves you and wants you to know he has not forgotten nor forsaken you, that everything that he has said is still going to be true. It is still standing today. So he just has a word for you today. He wants you to understand, as he did when he wrote to Timothy. So as we read this scripture today, we want you to understand just what God is saying.
Yes.
2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. Verses 14 and 15. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 14 and 15 says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise until salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. I think I need to read that again. Somebody ought to start shouting already. I need to read that again. But continue thou. Don't stop, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of.
My God.
Knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which is the word of God, y'all, which are able to make thee wise until salvation through what? Faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And the Lord just has a word today. He says, it won't always be like this.
My God.
It won't always be like this, y'all. It won't always look like what we see. It won't always be so hostile. It won't always be so cantankerous. It won't always be so crazy. It won't always be so distressing to our soul. It won't always be so much animosity. It won't always be so much hatred. It won't always be so many lies. It won't always be so much deception. It won't always be so much arrogance and pride. It won't always be so much fear. It won't always be so much doubt. It won't always be that you are afraid to walk out your door. It won't always be that you are afraid of the COVID-19 or whatever other illnesses. You know, there are other things going on. We find people are in hospital beds and then going to see doctors, and it ain't about COVID. We find people that are having all kind of medicines and illnesses come to their bodies, and the doctors don't even know what caused it. They're blaming it on ants and other kind of things, but there are other things. It won't always be like this, that people are losing their mind and don't know how to deal with things. But I don't know about you, but it won't always be like this, because I know a doctor, and I know someone who can change the course of life. I know somebody who's promised that one day we will leave this old world. One day we will leave this craziness. One day we will be in a place that every day will be glorious. Every day will be a wonderful day. The old folks say every day will be howdy, howdy, and never goodbye. I don't know about you, but I know it won't always be like this.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody said, well, how do you know? Because that's all I see. That's all I see. Well, I know because I believe in what the word of God says.
Yes.
and the word of God. This is the only thing I can go by, is the word of God and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, which proves the word of God that Jesus gave away. Jesus gave inspiration of the scripture to men that what he can write to us, and he can show us that these things that he has promised will come to pass, and that means it won't always be like this.
Hallelujah.
In our natural sense, we thought we had passed this stage. In our natural sense, we thought we had made some progress. In our natural sense, we thought that we wouldn't have to worry about walking down the streets and being unsafe no matter where we live. But in our natural sense, we've come to an understanding that it's changing. There's some things people can't go to the store. People can't go and do what they have chosen to do without somebody coming after them and trying to hurt and harm them. People can't voice their opinion. Why? Because other people disagree. And instead of being able to agree to disagree, we got to argue and fight, and we got to call each other names. People don't understand it. It used to be like that. We call that the old wild, wild west back in the day, that you the best man win. But that's not how God intended it to be.
My Lord.
And so God is reminding us today, it won't always be like this.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know about you. That just made me happy. That just made me happy. That it won't always be. I won't always be sick. I won't always be frustrated. I can talk to somebody. I can talk to myself. I've said it before. I won't always be broke, but I learned that I ain't never broke because God's got
everything.
Hallelujah. Or somebody, I won't always be unemployed, or I won't always be underemployed, or I won't always be hated, because guess what? I don't care what the world does, because that world's going to hate me, but Jesus loves me. Or somebody don't understand today.
Go ahead.
It won't always be like this.
Praise
Thank God. You, Lord.
But it's in the word, y'all. You don't have to take my word for it. Just look at what the Bible teaches us. Look at what the Bible teaches us. He said, it won't always be like this. The first thing we have to understand to know that it won't always be like this is that the conditions are what they are. Sin on this earth is going to be sin.
My God.
God permitted the angels that disagreed with him to come down and be ruler of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, that's word. So the conditions on the earth, the conditions of the world are what they are.
Mm-hmm.
So today, Jesus is reminding us, just as Paul had to remind a young pastor and reminding Timothy of these things. So I can't read it all, but if you were to go look at 2 Timothy as we, in the third chapter, before Paul had wrote this letter, he said, Timothy, this you need to know about these things. You need to know. Say, this is the last days, perilous times, they're going to come. So that's what it's going to be. Say, men shall be what? Lovers of their own self. Uh-oh, somebody talk to me now. This is in the word. So we ought not be surprised at what we see. Say, men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unfaithful, unholy, without natural affections, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are, somebody needs to read the word today. He said they're going to be traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but what, denying the power. I'm just talking what the word says, y'all. All we got to do is read the word, and if you keep going, he said, for out of this sort, they're going to creep into your houses, they're going to lead captive silly women, laden with sins, they're going to lead away with divers lust, never learning, never able to come to the, I wasn't going to read
God.
It all, but
My
he
God.
Said, this is the condition that we live in. These things, he said, Timothy, don't be discouraged. This is just how it is.
Amen.
Yes.
It is what it is.
Yes.
You don't know why cells come in round shapes and oblong shapes. It is what it is. You don't know why your skin is dark and somebody else's skin is light, but yet the blood on the inside is red. That it is what it is. You can't change it. You can try and alter it, but it is what it is. You are. You can't tell. You can change your hair condition. You can change the texture of it, but you can't change your hair. You can try and weave it in, but your hair, if you let it go, gonna grow back the same as it always be. Why? Because it is what it is. You can't determine. You can't determine the facial features. You can change them artificially, but you can't determine what you get.
My God.
Oh, y'all never had conversations like that. Why your nose big? Why your nose pointed? Why your wide? Why yours narrow? Y'all never had those conversations. We used to sit around and wonder. And no matter how many times we wondered and thought about it, that's just the way God made it. There ain't nothing I can do about it. But then he said, look here, Timothy, I need to encourage you. I don't want you to be discouraged. I need you to know this is the condition. This is the way it is. And he goes down to verse 13 and he said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Said, Timothy, you're going to preach the word. You're going to do what you got to do. But this is going to be the condition. This is where it is. This is the way it is. If you don't have to believe it there, if you go back to Malachi, and in the second chapter of Malachi, he told him the same thing. He said, look, there are going to be those who come up against you, who come against this thing, and they're not going to heed sound doctrine. They're going to go through some things that are just going to be crazy. And he was talking to the priest and said, now, ye priests, this commandment is for you. If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. If you start denying me and start walking in judgment and doing the things of the world and not doing what I told you to do, I'll send a curse to you. That's what he told him in Malachi. But then in the third chapter, he turned around and said, but for behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me.
My Lord.
The conditions are what they are. We can't change the condition of the world.
My God.
God permitted Satan to have rule over the world. He did not permit Satan to have rule over you and I.
Thank you, Jesus.
Christ came and died for us that he would not have rule, because Christ paid the sin debt for us. So that set us free from this world. But the world is going to be what the world is. Jesus. Now, I ain't talking about the people of the world. I said the world. There's a difference. The conditions are what they are. He told Timothy, he said, there's going to come a day these things shall happen. So we understand that these conditions are there. We have to stay focused on what God has for us to do.
Amen.
Christ said, well, I have overcome the world. So when we understand that, then we have to remember, we have to remember whose we are and who we are. That's what he said to Timothy. That's what he said to Timothy. 2 Timothy, there it is right there. What, 14 and 15? He said, Timothy. He said, but you, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been what? Assured of. Continue, Timothy, in your faith. Continue, Timothy, in the word. Continue, Timothy, in what your mama and grandmama taught you. Continue, Timothy, in knowing right from wrong. Continue, Timothy, in truth. Continue, Timothy, in the things of what? Of me, of Jesus the Christ. He said, continue. Paul said, it ain't even about me, Timothy, but I point to Christ. That's how you were saved. That's where you were raised. You were taught to know right from wrong.
Yes.
The body of Christ is taught to know the truth.
Yes.
We studied in Sunday school this morning. What? To love one another as what? I have loved you. To what? Offer ourselves and what? Be willing to wash somebody else's feet, what? That the washing would represent Christ paying the price for, and that the washing would what? Let them know that God loves them so much that he went to the cross and died for them. So continue, Timothy. He said what? And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, from a baby growing up. Say, your grandmama and your mama, they trained you up. Say, train them up in the way they should go. And so what? When they're old, they what? Won't depart. We need to train them up.
My God.
He said, remember. He said, it won't always be like this. Why? Why? Because he said, because he even went back and he understood that Paul understood when he was writing this, what it says in what it says in Psalms 138, verses 7 and 8. Say, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou what will revive me, thou shalt stretch up, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall what? Save me. Then he says, well, the Lord will what? Perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endure forever. Forsake not the words of thine own. The Lord will perfect that concerning yes. It ain't going to always. The Lord will perfect what needs to happen. The Lord will direct our minds. The Lord will direct our speech. The Lord will direct our act. And why? Because we belong to him.
Yes. Say on, preacher.
Don't you understand what Paul wrote to the Philippian church? He was saying the same thing here to Timothy. Being first in Philippians 1, 6 and 7, he said, being confident in this very thing, that which he had begun, he who began it, what a good work in you, will perform yes. It what? Until the day of Christ, until he comes back, even as meet for what? Me to think of this of you, all because I have you in my heart, insomuch as both in my bonds and in the defiance, what a confirmation of the gospel, ye are what? Partakers of this grace. We are partakers of the grace of Jesus Christ. He will perfect the work in us, no matter what it is. He will finish it. He will make sure what, until Jesus Christ comes back. So we don't have to be afraid of the conditions.
My God.
Does anybody here know God is a healer?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
If you know that Jesus is a healer, why would COVID bring fear? No, I'm not talking about walking out there without a mask and not doing the things that are right to do till God gives us wisdom to protect ourselves. I'm talking about being afraid that it stops us from doing what God says. That's the fear that we ought not walk in. I ain't going to talk to nobody. I ain't going to share with nobody. I ain't going to reach out to nobody because guess what? This thing is too big for me.
Lord God. Lord God.
That's not who God would have us to be.
Amen.
Sound preacher.
So we got to remember whose we are. Who do you belong to today?
Jesus
Christ. Who lives within you?
Jesus.
Whose spirit lives within you? Jesus Christ. Who are you? You're an ambassador for Christ. Who are you? You're an heir, a joint heir, what? To the throne. Who are you? You walk with Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you can do what? Cast out demons. What? Who are you? You're one who walked with Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you can what? You can be bit by the vipers and what? You'll save a whole life. Oh, somebody didn't get me right now. Didn't get that. Paul was on an island where they didn't think they thought he was evil. But when he got bit by the viper and he did not die, the whole island was converted. Why? I said, this must be a man of God. But that thing bit a hold of him and he just shook it off. Somebody needs to understand there are those getting COVID and they're shaking it off at 90 years old. There are those getting COVID and they're all but gone, but God stands them up. There are those who are walking around and it ain't even touching them. There are those who are out here saying, look, I'm not afraid. I still got to do what thus saith the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Now, I'm not talking about what he said in the beginning, that they're lovers of themselves, that the power is in them. I'm not talking about what he did in the beginning, that they're lying and they're misrepresenting truth. I'm not talking about those folks. I'm talking about the believers in Christ who stand on the word of God.
Amen.
So remember whose you are and who you are. And as we remember that, we know it won't always be like this. You won't always be sick and tired. Of being sick and tired.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I don't know about y'all. Every now and then I get sick and tired of being sick and tired. I've been praying and fasting because my heart has just been heavy for those who don't believe and who are walking around and so afraid.
My God, my God.
I ask you all to pray for the leaders because one of the challenges I have is when the leaders get together, the pastors get together, there is so much talk about hopelessness instead of hope.
Yes.
That's what Malachi warned against priests. If you don't want to speak the truth, if you're going to be talking hopelessness, then I got to correct that. That ain't what I'm teaching you to teach. I am not a hopeless God. So if you're propitiating me, if you're walking around being hopeless, then you're teaching the people to be hopeless. That ain't what I'm after. We as the body of Christ are not a hopeless. We're not a selfish. We're not a people that don't know what the truth is. He said, that's all right. That's all right. But then he said, it won't always, it won't always, it won't always, it won't always. So just go to the scripture. Go get the scripture. In 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, he says, all scripture is given by what? By is given by God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may what? Be perfect, thoroughly, what? Throughly, furnished into all good work. The man of God, the people of God are supposed to what? Speak the truth that would encourage somebody.
Yes.
Encourage somebody to know the truth. And then how do we get there? Philippians, Paul wrote to the Philippian church. He said, what? Wait a minute. In verses 5-7, so what? Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself with no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men. He was fashioned in form. Right? He did it. But why did he do it? Said so down in the 12th verse, he said, what? Wherefore, my beloved, ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and truth. For what? It is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do what? His good pleasure, not your own good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring. Do all things without murmurings and dispute. That's not the body of Christ when we dispute the word of God. That's my not God. Of God.
My God. Yeah.
He said, do it without murmurings and disputings. He said, we can talk to one another. We can reason about this word and the spirit will guide us. But when we're having disputes and murmuring, that is not the spirit that God wants us to do. He said, don't do that. That what? Ye may be what? Blameless and harmed. That ye may, each of us individually, because of who we are, because of whose we are, we may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of what? Crooked and perverse nation. In the midst of all the chaos, we can stand. In the midst of the chaos, we won't say things by accident that gives us a false reputation. In the midst of chaos, the truth will stand forever because of whose we are and who we are. In the midst of this chaos, it won't always be like this.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Said, holding forth the word of life. Do we know what the word of life is? Jesus. That I may rejoice in the day of Christ. There's coming a day of Christ, y'all, when he comes back for us. They might not run in vain, neither labor in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. There comes a day when Jesus comes back that all of this is going away. There comes a day it won't be like this. There comes a day when I can say, hey, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. There won't be no hatred. There won't be no black, white, Republican, Democrat. There won't be no shooting.
Thank you,
there
Lord.
Won't be. It won't always be like this. I don't know what you're waiting on, but there comes a day when I know that all this will cease. There comes a day when it shall change. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe me. Look at what 2 Peter said, verses 4 through 10. He said, look, and say, where is the promise of the coming? For since the fathers fell... Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. He said, look, he started to say, all these things ain't changed since the fathers left here. They still hating. They still backbite. They still fine. They still disobey. He said, but that's all right. Don't worry. For this they willingly what are ignorant. But the world God of heaven's world, oh, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Verse 6 says, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store. So I destroyed the world with water, but the heavens and the earth are still the same. The place that we're going is still the same. Where my Jesus is, is still the same.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
He said,
thank
beloved, you. Be not ignorant of this one thing. One day in the Lord, one day is as what? 1,000 years in the Lord. And 1,000 years is one day. But the Lord, who we are, who we belong to, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slack. But he's what? Long suffering to us. What? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He's not in a hurry to get back because he wants to save everybody. That's why you and I and everybody that know the body of Christ, we got to share with somebody. That's why we got to tell somebody. That's why we got to love somebody. That's why we learn in Sunday school. We got to serve somebody as if the washing of their feet, y'all. And I'm not talking about the physical, but the spirit of humility, that what? They would understand what the washing of their sins away meant.
Yes.
But Jesus. the day of the Lord in verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall met with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are there shall be burned up. I ain't going to try and talk prophecy about fires burning the weekend. I ain't doing that. This is what the word says. So it won't always be like this. Why won't it always be like this? Why won't it always be like this? Because Jesus has done some things. Why won't it always be like this? Number one, Matthew 6, 32 and 33. Jesus knows and what? You're seeking Jesus. So it ain't going to always be like this for you. Matthew 7, 7 says, you ask, you seek, and you're not. Asking it shall be given. That's why. It ain't going to always be like this. John 14, 3 said, he promised what? He was going to come back and receive us to himself. Say, if I go and I will come back and receive you. Revelation 1, 17 and 19. He said, well, I am he that was dead and am alive. He told Paul, he told John, what? Write these things that you see and which are. He said, write those things so they would see. Oh, why did John write them? So that we would know the promise. Why did John write them? Because God told him. What did he write in Revelation 20? I saw a new heaven and a new earth. He said, why? So God will wipe away all. That's why it won't always be like this, because thank God's going to wipe away your tears. That's why it won't be like this, because there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth where we go. Well, there won't be no sin. There won't be no lying. There won't be no black and white. There won't be no red and blue. There won't be no political part. There won't be no hatred. There won't be no killing. There won't be no lying. There won't be no trying to chuck and duck and hide behind this, that, and the other. There won't be no sin. That's the new heaven and the new earth. I don't know about you, but I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm glad about it. I don't know about my you, God. But I made my peace God. With myself. I've surrendered to myself. I don't know about yes. you. And now all I yes, want to do God. Now is help somebody else know the love of Christ so that they can come and go with me.
Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes.
That's what serving is all about. That's why it won't always be like this. That's why these conditions are going to be the conditions, and we yes. won't change the condition, but we can change the way we act in the middle of the condition.
Hallelujah.
That's why this thing is so important, that we fast and pray. That's why Jesus said over and over and over that I have come to yes. seek and to save.
Yes.
All them. That's why the Father died for us. That's why the Father got up.
Jesus,
that's why
Jesus.
The Father is sitting there now. Wait, he said, ain't just being patient.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
If Jesus was not the patient person that he is, he would have came and gathered up his few, and he would have been done. But that would have violated his word. He said, I come to seek what all. He wants everybody to have an opportunity.
Yes.
And we need to get out of the way.
Thank you, Lord.
So I know it won't always. It won't always. It won't always. It won't always. It won't always be like this. You need to comfort yourself as he comforted Timothy, his young preacher, as he was trying to go forward. He said, Timothy, don't worry. It ain't going to always be like that. He said, Timothy, that's just the condition that you're going to see. Say, Timothy, they're going to be liars. They're going to be cheaters. They're going to be folks who are only thinking about themselves. And you can
yes.
see it today. I don't
yes.
know about you, but I see all of these things in there. I see people doing what they want to do. They deny the truth that's in them and that they know about what, so they can do what they want. I don't know about you. I see us getting wrapped up in some of this stuff as we think about it, instead of
yes.
as we do what God says. So we need to
yes.
stop overthinking and stop thinking. When we think too much, we get caught up in the fray. And all we need
my
to
God.
Do is listen. Be still and know that he's God. All we need to do is listen and go out and show the love. And as we show the love, then one by one by one, I don't know about you, but it ought to be like the popcorn pop. One by one, as the anointing and the heating fills up, the yes. seed blossoms and what? Because it's connected to
Jesus,
the rest. If
Jesus.
It's connected to the spirit that's in you, you change the atmosphere. And all of a sudden, that spirit gets contagious. And somebody used to say, the old folks say, I don't know why, but I understand it now. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire. Why? Because they needed
yes,
somebody
yes.
to change their life. They needed somebody that would accept Jesus. They needed somebody to speak when they're supposed to speak and not be afraid. They needed somebody to go out to
my
the
God.
Highways and the
my
byways
God.
To share with them. They needed somebody to show love that would make somebody
yes,
think, well,
yes.
what is this? So today, know that it won't always be like this.
Thank you, Lord.
My prayer for us, and Jesus is instructing us that no matter what happens this week, no matter, you know, people are billing this as the greatest election, the most critical election in the history. I don't believe that. The greatest thing in history that has happened is Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is just another step. Just another mm-hmm. opportunity. So don't
Jesus.
Get caught up in the fray. Don't get caught up in the media. Don't get caught up in the hype. Ask God who's supposed to vote for, vote and keep going. Because the work that we have to do, the work that he's called us to do, the responsibility that we're called to do is to love one another as he has loved us. We need to smile. Yes. We need to wave. We need to pray. We need to fast. We need to share. We need to show people that no matter what this thing is that they see of the world, God is above all of that.
Yes.
Hallelujah.